Jamon, what's this week been like, just leading up to everything and all the events that you guys have gotten to take part in?
It's been fun. For me, a guy from Houston, back home, enjoying Houston, seeing my family, showing my teammates Houston. We've been down here grinding in NRG. Great energy, great vibes in the NFL stadium, practicing every day. You're excited to practice. It's a great opportunity all around for us.
Jamon, with everything you guys have been through in the schedule, do you feel like you guys are battle-tested, ready for this?
We are, and we play a tough schedule, you know, and there's nothing we didn't want preseason, you know. It's something that we look forward to, a lot of opportunities. We learn a lot about ourselves in those games. So I think all those losses, even the wins, the good wins, the good lessons from the wins, we're going to take it all and hopefully apply it to the bowl game.
What's tonight going to be like as you guys have one last time and then have to wait tomorrow for a game?
I think a lot of anxiety, a little bit emotional for some of the seniors, and this is just the last time this one team's going to be together. So just going to take it all in and take it for what it is.
Jimbo said you guys hadn't really talked about protecting the home turf with this game being in Texas, but I mean, you're from here, so any kind of ownership in that regard?
He made a good point. I never thought about it like that. You know, wherever we go, we're trying to win, obviously, but I mean, I think anytime I play in Texas or any kind of, especially Houston for me and a bunch of guys from here, I think we do kind of treat it as home turf, but we're not making this game any bigger than what it is. We're going to just go out there and play the football. We always play as a team.
With all the preparation you've put in, what will you guys have to do well tomorrow night to be able to walk off that field with a win?
I think doing what we do in practice, I think the biggest thing is don't make it anything bigger than what it is. It's a new conference, a new kind of playing style, but we have our way of fundamentals we're going to do and execute. So as long as we stay with our game plan and do what we have been coached to do, we're going to be fine. Thank y'all.
Anything that you missed about coming back home to show your teammates that they didn't know about Houston?
I mean, majority of the guys are from here, but some of them are not. Just showing them the culture, how diverse it is, how fun it is, and just how much of a great city it really is.
Defensively, what do you see from Oklahoma State? Another thing
you've asked. Coverage-wise, a lot of coverages we're not used to, a lot of zone coverages. In the SEC, you get a lot of man-to-man with different kind of blitzes. So here in the Big 12, it was a little bit different kind of scheme. And here, angles matters, and different routes and different angles matter because you're in the zone now. So you have to know like what plays beat zone and how to beat them and how to do all that stuff like that.